We're joined right now by a two-time Pro Bowler, a Pro Bowl MVP, a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee in 2017, 2018, 2019. He was undrafted in 2005 out of Cal. He is Lorenzo Alexander. Lorenzo, great to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you doing, brother?
No, I'm great. Really nice to have you back. So you made your retirement official after the playoff game in Houston. First things first, how is retired life treating you so far?
You know what, it's going great, and really not too much has changed because this is like my normal routine after the season's over in general. You know, it's not a lot going on, and so I probably won't feel the effects until probably April or training camp when guys are reporting, and I'm sitting at home with the family doing our thing, playing daddy.
That's great. Lorenzo Alexander joining us. You know, you and I have talked about your journey in the past, but again, you were undrafted in 2005 out of Cal. You had to battle for everything you had in the NFL. There was a time when you were getting cut by the Panthers and the Ravens, and you thought that if things did not work out in Washington, you'd probably go to law school. So right. If I told you, Lorenzo, you'd spend 15 years in the NFL, what would you have said?
No way. I mean, obviously, my career started. I was just trying to make it to the next day. And, you know, thankfully I've come in encounter with a ton of teammates, you know, from London Fletcher, Larry Fitzgerald, Kyle Williams, Mike Sellers, and many others, as well as coaches like Danny Smith, that have really helped me grow as a player, poured into me and helped me show me the way how to be a professional. And I was able to take advantage of it and create, you know, a long and productive career and, you know, found my niche throughout that time.
Lorenzo Alexander joining us. Now, let's be real clear about those days in Washington because they were challenging. As you wrote in the Players Tribune a couple of years back, those practices were Joe Gibbs practices.
Yeah.
What were they like, and what kind of a toll did they take on you physically?
Yeah, I probably could have got two more years if I didn't have Joe Gibbs. And, you know, obviously Joe Gibbs is one of the greatest coaches ever, Hall of Fame caliber. But, you know, before this new CBA, I mean, you know, padded practices, there was really no rain on them as far as how many we could have. So you had the double days in training camp. You had Wednesday, Thursday, Friday during the season. As a young player, a practice squad player trying to make the team, especially during the season, I took every single rep possible. Look team offense, look team defense, special teams, and I never left the field. And that was probably one of the most physically grueling times of my life. I mean, I remember times trying to get home and get up the stairs of my apartment. And I literally had to crawl up the stairs just because how sore I was. And I didn't know how to take care of my body. And so it was definitely challenging times, but I think it definitely hardened me and gave me appreciation for taking care of your body. And then when I had the opportunity this year to take a Wednesday off and get up breath. But it was part of the plan, built a great foundation and allowed me to play the way I did as well, I believe.
Lorenzo Alexander is joining us. So not only were you in the league for a decade and a half, but you did just about everything there is to do in the game. How does it feel then to be walking out on your own terms, walking away from the game on your own terms?
Right. You know, it's a great feeling. I mean, obviously not too many guys get that opportunity to do it. They're either told you're not good enough, you cost too much, you know, you're injury prone. And so for me to really walk away and really choose my family, you know, because I still love this game, I still love to play. But at this point in my career where I have to do so much just to get ready, you know, as far as the massages, dry needling, the stretching, all that stuff has almost become another job in a sense to prepare. And it's taken a lot of time away from my family and really surprised, really shifted my priorities in a sense. You know, I'm a man that believes faith, family, and football. And the older I've gotten, football has really almost either came equal or leapfrogged my family life in so many ways. And so that's why I've been so blessed to have a great wife. Imagine Inc. has done a great job of holding our household down, raising our kids, and really supporting me throughout these last 12 years of our marriage. And, you know, she's been really a blessing and has really allowed me to extend my career on the back end.
We are talking to Lorenzo Alexander. I'm so glad you laid that out like that, that whole notion of you had to get ready in order to get ready. I mean, that really tells me quite a bit. I mean, is that essentially how you knew it was time? For instance, you said you've been thinking about this for a while, and midway through the season, you felt like it was time. I'm always curious, how do you know when it's time? Like, how did you know it was time?
Well, for me, I mean, it just got to the point, because I'm a guy, you know, obviously everybody in the NFL is talented, but I'm not a guy that's on the top end of the athletic spectrum. So I'm a guy that has to practice, lift weights, get all my reps in order so I can go out and compete at the highest level and be productive and help my teammates. And really towards, you know, this year, it's really been going in the last two seasons where I'll have Wednesday off. But towards the end of this year, I would have to take Wednesday and Thursday off just to feel okay to go practice on Friday and feel okay to go play in the game. And I felt like I, you know, just wasn't giving or being able to produce my best ball practicing that way. You know, being able to have certain reads or making certain plays. And I still was productive, but it wasn't to my standard of my mind. And, you know, especially that practice aspect, you know, being a blue-collar guy, being a leader about how to go about doing things. And my body just, you know, told me, no, you can't do it. I had to listen so I could still play this season. But that's not how I want to lead this team, nor go out there and play. And so, you know, couple that with wanting to be with my family, I was at peace with making the decision to be able to walk away.
That makes so much sense. Lorenzo Alexander joining me. I'm glad you mentioned leadership. I was going to go there next because over the last few years, one Bills player after another has talked about the culture in that locker room, and you're a big part of that culture. How much pride, Lorenzo, do you take in playing such a significant role in the culture change with the Bills and getting to the playoffs twice in the last three seasons after such a long drought?
Yeah, well, you know, it's been a pleasure. You know, obviously the foundation was laid with Kyle Williams, and I just came in and supplemented a lot of things he was doing, and Sean and Brandon started bringing in coaches, guys that, you know, were great, great people, could play ball, and were open to listen to a veteran like myself speaking to their lives. And so just to be able to help, you know, guys like a Micah Hyde or a Jordan Poyer or young guys like Tremaine Edmonds or Josh Allen maybe see the world and this league a little bit differently, you know, maybe speak some life into, you know, how to be a husband, how to be a father, you know, how to be a pro, is help them grow a little bit quicker to help this team obviously win on game days, but to really be an impact in their lives and their families has really been a joy of my last 4 years. And I think I'll say that was highlighted by being able to baptize a couple of my teammates, some coaches as well as their wives. So just to be a part of a family, you know, way bigger than football and team, but being a part of their family, going into their homes, is something that I will remember and take with me forever. And that's why it's always hard to leave. It's not about the game. It's really about the people and the relationships that you have developed over the time.
Lorenzo Alexander is my guest. I mean, so clearly you were a mentor to so many guys early in your career, who were some of the guys who mentored you?
Well, we had when I was in Carolina, I had guys like Dan Morgan, who's actually part of our scouting department here now, and Brenton Buckner, who I actually played with in Carolina as a rookie, but also was a coach of mine in Arizona. It just shows you how small this league is. Those guys early on in my career, I watched how they worked. You know, I spent 4 days in Baltimore. So I saw Ray Lewis, you know, obviously a Hall of Famer, you know, premier linebacker at the time. And he was the first one in, you know, first one in, last one to leave. I mean, he lived that life. And so I saw how he worked, saw how London Fletcher worked. We built a great brother relationship while I was in Washington. And I would say those people really helped define what it meant to be a pro and what it meant to play this game at a high level. And then I would say off the field, guys like Antoine Randall, James Thrash, Ronaldo Wynn, Kendrick Golston showed me how to be a man and what it looked like to be a father, a Christian father, and play in this world of NFL football and live the life of a Christian and what that looked like and doing it boldly and doing it respectfully and leading guys that way. And so I was very blessed, as I mentioned, for a lot of guys that helped me in so many different aspects of my life. And I'm just so fortunate to have those relationships and still to this day. And so those guys have helped me, and I'm, you know, definitely blessed.
Talking to Lorenzo Alexander, I so appreciate this conversation. Before I let you go, clearly you're about so much more than just football. But one thought about football, one of the things you've talked about is an interest in player development and maybe doing some work in that area. What is it about player development that excites you the most?
You know, it's just helping young men become men. You know, oftentimes we have a lot of guys that come into our league that had come from adverse backgrounds like myself, you know, single parent household, growing up in the inner city. You have this great talent, and oftentimes people push you along and don't really get the correction and the wisdom and the guidance you need to become a man. As I see it, you know, being accountable, being a great father, a great husband, being reliable, all some of those things that we kind of just push by certain guys because they're talented. So to be able to hopefully be a part of the Buffalo Bills player development as we move forward, you know, I have a role with the NFLPA, but continue to build those intimate relationships with some of the young guys on our team and help them grow up and leave some of their boys' tendencies behind is obviously going to help them impact their lives, impact their families, legacy-type stuff that we talk about. And some of the byproducts of that is then when you come to work, you're more focused, you're more engaged, and you're going to be more productive when you touch the football field because your life is in order. And so if I can be a part of that, especially here in this organization, would be definitely a dream and a passion and why I think really is my passion in life.
You want to get help. You want to help folks get squared away. So finally, on that note, now that your job, anybody playing in the NFL, it's such a demanding job. You've got to make so many sacrifices. Now that that side or that thing is maybe over to the side a little bit, how eager are you to spend time with your family, with your wife, with your kids?
Yeah. I mean, you know, you sacrifice so much, as I kind of mentioned earlier in the interview, as far as, you know, getting ready and your family gets a lot of that neglect, as far as not being able to show up to all the basketball games and not be able to take trips. So when we do, I got to figure out, you know, where I'm going to train at, where I'm going to work out, who's going to give me a massage. So I just can't wait to be fully present in all their activities, all our trips, and not really have to worry about preparing to play a game, you know, that obviously I love. And so that's what I look most forward to this offseason. We have some trips planned, getting together with family, some former teammates, going there, you know, obviously down to Louisiana to visit Kyle, up to Montana to visit an old teammate of mine that played in Philly, Cole Anderson, and here in Buffalo. So I'm looking forward to doing all that, not having to worry about where I'm going to work out at, who's going to do a massage while I'm on this trip.
I do love Montana. One last thought. I mentioned all the numbers, the Walter Payton Man of the Year nominees in 2017, 18, and 19. I want to acknowledge one more thing that I think you should be really proud of. I'm sure you are. You went to Cal. You and I are both UC guys. I went to UC Santa Barbara. You went to UC Berkeley. That is such an amazing academic institution. What was it like to go to college there and play football there?
You know, I enjoyed it. Obviously, it was close to home. My parents could always come up. Friends and family could come watch me play. But, you know, honestly, when I first got there, it was much like the Buffalo situation. We hadn't been good in a long time. My first year there, we were like 1-10 or something like that. By the time I left there, we had brought in a lot of great athletes, from Aaron Rodgers to Brandon Meebane to Marshawn Lynch, and we finished number 5. So to be a part of that culture change with Jed Tepfer leading us was really cool. And then also just to be on that campus with all the best minds and, you know, a kind of a melting pot of the minds around the country of kids that have gone on and done great things. It was really cool to kind of rub shoulders with them and get to see how they saw the world and, you know, whether it was politics, religion, just having those great conversations to make you open and open your mind outside of, for me, you know, Oakland, California, where I really didn't live, really didn't leave from being a kid until I got to college. And so it was really cool to get those different perspectives and have some great relationships still to the day that, you know, were non-student athletes, but just, you know, students going up there getting their education, which was really cool to be a part of.
Lorenzo Alexander, a 2-time Pro Bowler, a Pro Bowl MVP, and he's calling it a day. But listen, I so appreciate you. I so appreciate the conversations over the years. Let's make sure, Lorenzo, this is not the last time we do this. I would love to have you back on soon.
You know, most definitely. You know, hopefully I can kind of venture my way into your world and learn that business and learn that skill set and be your colleague one of these days.
Well, man, I'm here for it. Anything you need from me, you let me know. I'm here for it.
I appreciate that.
All right, Lorenzo, appreciate you. Thanks so much. Lorenzo Alexander, what a great career. Great, great leader. Ultimate professional. And I'm not telling you Bills fans, you members of the Bills Mafia, anything you didn't already know.